Desperation, left-wingers call for Disney boycott over Florida bill barring teaching sexuality to young students. By David Ng on March 7, 2022. The Walt Disney Company is now facing the wrath of the gay mafia and their allies in the media who are furious the company has resisted pressure to condemn the Florida bill that would restrict the teaching of sexuality and transgenderism to kids in kindergarten through third grade. Left-wing activists are demanding consumers boycott Disney, including its theme parks, Marvel movies, and streaming services Disney Plus and Hulu. They are citing CEO Bob Chapek's recent letter to employees in which he explained why the company declined to take a position on the legislation, which Democrats have misleadingly called the Don't Say Gay Bill. As we have seen time and again, corporate statements do very little to change outcomes or minds, Chapek said in the letter, which was obtained by The Hollywood Reporter. Instead, they are often weaponized by one side or the other to further divide and inflame. Simply put, they can be counterproductive and undermine more effective ways to achieve change. Activists are also citing a recent article in The Advocate stating Disney continues to donate to Florida politicians who have backed the bill. In his letter this week, Chapek said the company will reassess all of its political donations. Disney has donated to Democrat and Republican politicians in Florida for years. The hashtag boycott Disney trended Monday as activists are seeking to coerce Disney into backing their political agenda. Among the biggest promoters of the boycott is the drag queen performer known as Miss Coco Peru, who said he declined an invitation to participate gay days in Disneyland in protest over the bill. Some virtual protesters have claimed the bill is homophobic and promotes hate. However, the legislation makes no reference to homosexuality and only prohibits sexual instruction to children in kindergarten through third grade. Democrat operative John Cooper was among those blasting Disney. TV writer Benjamin Seaman, who said he is an animation writer for Disney, claimed that for Disney to refrain from speaking about the legislation is tantamount to saying this bill is okay. As Breitbart News reported, Disney has resisted left-wing pressure to condemn the Florida bill. In responding to the pressure campaign last week, Disney didn't address the bill at all, stating instead that it remains committed to creating a welcoming brand. "We understand how important this issue is to our LGBTQ+ employees and many others," the company said in a statement sent to multiple news outlets. "For nearly a century, Disney has been a unifying force that brings people together. We are determined that it remains a place where everyone is treated with dignity and respect. The biggest impact we can have in creating a more inclusive world is through the inspiring content we produce, the welcoming culture we create here and the diverse community organizations we support, including those representing the LGBTQ+ community." Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.